Hi, I'm Jeff, and I'm a therapist.
And I'm Tyler, and I'm a patient.
We're going to talk about trauma, healing, and everything. Everything is traumatic.
Honest, Jeff, I feel like the intro was missing something.
Okay.
And I don't know what... I don't know what we can do to kind of just reel someone in to the podcast, you know? Any thoughts?
You'd still have like the music thing, but then right when we start talking, something that's going to grab everybody.
I mean, like after our intro, like, you know how I'm usually just like, hello, good morning, good evening, good night. And I list all the things so everyone feels included. I just don't think it's cutting it for 2024, man. What do you think?
Maybe you could start with on tonight's show.
But that's excluding day and afternoon and morning.
Oh. On the show. On this episode of Everything is Traumatic, we'll be discussing.
Oh, hold on. Can I try that?
Yeah.
Okay. On this episode of... Hello, good morning, good evening, good night, good morning tomorrow, good dawn!
You couldn't hold it off. You could not do it.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Welcome.
We are recording at you live at the Ass to Ass Studios in an unknown bunker. You know
in
the name.
South Dakota.
Why'd you tell them the state?
Oh, sorry. It's not really in South Dakota.
No. It's in North Dakota. It's in one of the Dakotas.
It's the same place. It's just the same place and just flip it over.
It's just the same place. I mean, yeah. I never got why they split up states like that, where it's like North and South, North Carolina,
yeah,
South Carolina.
Yeah, just leave it one state.
Why not just Dakota?
Yeah.
Or Carolina. I don't know.
I don't know. There's got to be some kind of war thing about that. There's got to be a political reason why they split states in half.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tennessee is split in half. You got Memphis and then the rest of Tennessee.
But, I mean, it's still Tennessee. It's not West Tennessee is it, and though? East Tennessee.
Is it? Memphis is sort of like a different place. It's like a different state.
You think so?
I mean, it's just different. It doesn't really feel like Tennessee. It feels like a big city. It feels like Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess. But in any case, tell them what we're talking about today, Jeff. Jeff, what do we think is traumatic this week?
We're going to talk about Taylor Swift.
Ooh, Taylor Swift is traumatic, people.
Yeah, yeah, and she has put sort of an ass whooping on our country.
I'm sorry, she's put an ass whooping on our country.
Ass whooping on our country.
She has put us over her knee, folks, and she is whipping our ass.
You know, you were looking for viewers. I think the image of Taylor Swift spanking us over her knee is going to increase viewership.
Because
I know I got aroused just hearing that.
I think Taylor Swift is a beautiful woman, but I do not think she is my type.
She's tall.
It's not even, I don't think it's even that. I don't know. She's just not my type, but that's okay. That's okay. It doesn't matter why she's not my type. What does matter, before we get into the knit and gritty of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And by knit and gritty, I mean, I'm pretty sure we're not going to get that. Whatever. Anyways, are we still doing the shout outs?
Yeah, I think we should do some shout outs. First off, we want to shout out to Taylor. If you're listening, we could use a little pub.
Yeah, Taylor, if you're listening to this, Mrs. Swift.
Miss.
Miss. Oh, God. See, I'm already fucking up.
She's not married yet.
She's not married.
And some women, even when they're married, they don't go by the Mrs. They still take the Miss.
I mean, I shouldn't chuckle at that, but just the thought of it, of just being like, Mrs., and she's just, no, it's still Miss.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still Miss.
It's still Miss. Miss Swift, if you're listening, thank you. I don't know how you found it, but share it with your friends.
Yeah. I think just one post of you saying to your army, of very nice people, might I add, would probably increase our viewership or maybe double it.
Hell, you know what? Miss Swift, I will level with you. All you got to do is put it on your story. It doesn't have to be directly even on your story. If you're like taking a selfie and it happens to have like the logo on the TV.
Yeah.
That would be enough.
Your people can do it. You don't even have to do it. I think you probably have people that work for you.
Mm-hmm.
They can do it. We don't even have to have that personal connection that you did it. Just somebody that you work that works for you.
Yes. And in return, I'll be your servant.
You know what? Let's not until we get towards the end of the episode say what we think about Tay Tay.
Okay.
Because I want to give my opinion. And I want to just have like maybe sort of an open discussion. And then at the end, we'll give our opinion of where we stand about what she's done to our country.
Well, so are we just shouting out Tay Tay, or are we going to?
Well, we got to shout out, we got to shout out that one person.
The one person.
Because we are super horrified of her. Tiffy? If you're there, we love you.
Tiffy, thank you for listening.
You are the wind beneath our wings.
I know, I feel like I haven't talked to Tiffy, and maybe I should make an effort to talk to her. It's been a while.
We talked to her online. We never call her, though. We should call her up.
But that's not the same, Jeff, okay? In that group chat, it's not the same.
We should just show up and take her to dinner.
See, that would be nice. I think she would really appreciate that, actually.
Yeah. We'll do that. So we're going to show up some night and just take you to dinner.
We're just going to take you to dinner.
Take you away from all your kids.
And, Jameson can come, too, unless he has to watch
Jameson
the kids.
Yeah, Jameson can come with. The kids are old enough to take care of themselves now.
They can all watch each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I just let's speed run through some of these shout outs. Shout out to Vivian. Shout out to Seth if you're still listening, and Rafi if you're still listening, and Brandon Heal likes to chime in with his shit. So thanks.
Brandon is a good man.
He is. But fuck him. And he'll know that's from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah. Tell a friend about the podcast.
Tell your friend about the podcast. All right, let's dive into it.
Let's just dive right in.
So Jeff,
yeah.
What's going on, man? You I've noticed the post online. If you guys aren't following Jeff on his social media, he is just professing his love for Taylor Swift. Is it love?
Okay, so I don't know if anybody's aware, but she is dating a certain football player.
Mm-hmm.
And it has torn America in half. And there are the lovers and there are the haters.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it really, I mean, it's important because we're a divided country. And I used to think we were divided over like presidential candidates or religion or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's divided over if you like Taylor or you don't like Taylor. And there might be a small subset of independents that don't care.
So
But
you're saying that just what and what it sounds like to me, you're saying this very non-biased. You're not giving your opinion.
Yes, exactly.
But you're making the observation that Taylor Swift is another factor that can divide this country currently in this day and age.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So Jeff, where do these posts come from? I almost want to pull up your Facebook just to read a couple of these, because some of them are just, well, they're just
kind of scandalous.
They're a little scandalous. Here, I'm pulling it up right now, Jeff.
All right.
But in the meantime, continue what you were saying.
Yeah, so I mean, I feel like we're at a turning point right now in our country. And we can go either direction. We can have 4 more years of Taylor Swift music.
Mm-hmm.
Or the person that the other side, and I'm not taking sides, wants to posit up is Kid Rock.
Now, I'm
but
wondering.
I just feel like.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just feel like this is not a good. This is not a good battle here.
Mm.
Taylor Swift has 300 million followers.
Right. So where's
Kid Rock? I don't know about Kid Rock. I used to like Kid Rock.
This is where I'm confused. Where is Kid Rock coming into this Taylor Swift invading football? That's where I'm lost.
Well, so you got like conservative actors and you got liberal actors.
True.
And yeah. I feel like in this, the liberal side wins because the liberal side has the best actors.
Mm-hmm.
The conservative side has Kevin Sorbo, Scott Baio, and Kid Rock, and John Voight. Oh, and James Woods. James Woods and Voight are pretty good actors.
No.
Kevin Sorbo, not so much.
No.
Scott Baio, mm-mm.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
can you hear my cat?
No.
Okay, because he's just meowing up a storm here. I didn't mean to cut you off with that, but it was very distracting.
Maybe he is it a he cat?
It is. His name is Mort.
Okay. Welcome to the show, Mort.
He is meowing up a storm outside. I may need to get
let him in.
Let him in here. He is just going bananas.
Mort. Maybe he wants to have his opinion heard.
Well, that's the weird thing with Mort. Like, he's not a very vocal cat.
He is
very rarely vocal. So
yeah,
when
but he wants to chime in on this.
I honestly think he's just a little lonely.
Oh, Mort.
So he just
join us, Mort.
He wants to be in here with the boys while we're all talking.
Mort.
But he's such a sweetie. Okay, so like you mentioned, you have conservative, oh, there he is. You have conservative actors and liberal actors. On some of the well-known conservative ones are some ass-face fucking titty bitch who didn't matter. John Voight, Scott Baio,
John Voight's a good actor.
John Voight was good.
Some may say
yeah.
a great actor. I mean, And James Woods, solid actor.
Clint Eastwood?
Yeah, I think Clint Eastwood would be more of the Reagan type of conservative. But yeah, Clint Eastwood.
And so, and most of like Hollywood actors are generally like a little more left-leaning, or at least appear to be a little more left-leaning.
Yeah, because they kill babies and drink their blood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only allowed in liberal states.
Of course, we know this. I mean, you're not saying anything new, Jeff. I don't understand.
I don't think we're breaking any eggs here.
We're not. all of this sounds pretty accurate.
Another conservative actor is Tim Allen and Kelsey Grammer. Those are good actors.
Okay, so where is Kid Rock coming into the Taylor Swift fiasco? I got one of your posts up here.
Yeah.
This was Jeff 10 hours ago. Super Bowl canceled for an all-out fight to the death by two of our best, Taylor Swift and Kid Rock. The winner becomes president.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be better than the Super Bowl, and I think Look, man, we've been missing, us as a human species has been missing the gladiator days since those times. We got to quit kidding ourselves with this.
We love bloodlust. We have a bloodlust. I mean, football is almost a blood sport anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we kidding? Some guy dropped dead last year. I mean, they revived him, but he got hit. He stood up and his heart stopped. Mm-hmm. He fell to the ground. I mean, it's a blood sport.
It's a blood sport.
Let's just call it what it is.
Most of the football games I've watched this year, which is very few, it's usually when I'm like at my brother's, but it's very few. And when I've seen it, there's always someone getting hurt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a brutal game.
It never fails.
What if we cook the people on death row and they could be the football players? Because we don't care about those people.
Well, I'm saying move away from the football and bring back the arena.
Just like the old-fashioned, like, lions versus people.
Maybe
or
not
like
lions.
People fighting
Maybe.
With swords and shit.
We could update it so where there's less animal cruelty, but we still get our... Okay, buddy, you're biting me. But we still get our bloodlust.
He heard that animal cruelty thing and he was just I'm not taking part of that. I'm yeah, let's not do the animals. Maybe but I mean it would be like you could have like a group of people, but then there could be like a or B or C list actor that leads them.
Okay.
Like Kid Rock could be like the team leader for one side. And say, like, Taylor Swift could be the team leader for the other side.
And so, but it's still football. Or are you talking still
well,
about
forget
the fight
the football.
To the death?
Yeah, I mean, just,
you're talking about the just, fight to the death.
This just, the football's done. I mean, we like it, but it's old hat. There's not enough blood in it. And then they cut away. They cut away. I mean, how long? I mean, it's the same thing every time. You run the ball or you pass the ball.
Mm-hmm.
One of those two things is going to happen.
Yeah.
There's no excitement in that.
It's
all scripted.
It's all predetermined.
It's all predetermined.
There's a difference. I don't think there's a script, but I don't really think it's predetermined. But then again, I don't really care. And
it's called sports entertainment, like wrestling.
Wrestling's also just predetermined.
Yeah, I mean, they're still athletes. I mean, they're still having to catch the balls and stuff, but they know exactly where everything's going to go. It's all like choreographed, like John Wick.
Jeff, can we talk about another one of your posts that was done 11 hours ago?
I'm not sure what was it.
It's our Taylor Swift fans called Jiffies.
I don't recall writing that, but I probably did.
Oh, you don't recall that? This is my favorite one. This isn't Taylor Swift related, but you guys seriously need to follow Jeff on social media if you haven't. I just got back from the Riz room, and boy, am I tired.
That's a deep joke. That's a multi-layered joke.
That's just so
funny. I'm gonna explain that joke.
Yes, please.
Okay, so it's an amalgamation of I just flew in from LA, and boy, are my arms tired.
Mm-hmm.
It's a piece of that.
Right.
And then Riz is like, I guess, sexual prowess.
It's like it's to charm someone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then room, so it's like restroom, Riz room. And so it's just like a mix. It's pretty deep.
Yeah, it's a play on words like the Wiz room. Wait, did you just say that?
Yeah.
I feel like Riz you just room. Said that. Fuck.
No, I mean, I feel like
we got there.
We're over-explaining.
But so this divide that Taylor Swift has caused in football, because, I mean, we've all seen it. A lot of people are saying she is ruining the game, and all she's doing is trying to watch the game.
Yeah. They're putting the camera. I mean, she's not got the cameras focused on her. They're putting the cameras on her because
she's that's bringing what they in, do. She's bringing in people to watch it. And they like, of course, the NFL is going to like milk that fucking cow.
Yeah, the NFL is only is. I mean, it's about money.
It's about money.
Yeah.
The lady brings in money. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
There are theories that everything was scripted to get her to date. What's his name?
Travis Kelce. I'm sure I'm butchering that. But
tight end. He's a tight end. He's a very talented football player.
Yeah, he's got a tight end.
There is a conspiracy that Taylor's got a tight end too. Oh, whoa. Now, a conspiracy to get them together. This is all plotted by the government, the liberal government, and then to get their team to the Super Bowl so that at halftime she can announce she is voting for Joe Biden. It's all been plotted for years to get this time because she's got 300 million followers, 18% swing and whoever she endorses. So there is that theory. I don't know if it's true or not.
This is why no one likes conspiracy theories anymore. QAnon made it fucking dumb. And they're getting lazy. This is the dumbest. To announce that she's voting for Joe Biden.
She's got 300 million fans.
We already know she's voting for Joe Biden. We already know she's a Democrat.
Not necessarily.
I mean,
she might be looking at, she may still be on the fence on this one.
Who she's going to vote for Trump. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, we do know somebody that's going to vote for Trump. Besides myself, and that is Kid Rock.
And so, wait, they hang so out. So is Kid Rock like mad? Like, is he like perpetuating this theory that Taylor Swift is going to make this big announcement?
No, I don't think he's even involved. He's drinking somewhere.
Okay, so then, okay,
he's smoking a doobie somewhere, drinking. So
he's trying to put the picture away.
Yeah, so we talked about some of the celebrities or people, and I'm sure there's some really talented conservative musicians too. But what I have heard is that the right is going to put Kid Rock up against Taylor Swift as their person to appeal to their numbers and their masses as an antidote to Taylor Swift's momentum for this election.
Which, you know, that oddly makes sense.
Yeah.
Kid Rock is the Taylor Swift of the right.
Yes, their hair is the same length. You know what? I don't even know if Kid Rock has hair.
I mean, that could be.
He may be bald. He's always wearing a hat.
He is.
I've never seen him not wearing a hat.
It's always a fedora.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always a fedora.
Do you remember that he was married to Pamela Anderson?
I do remember that. That was weird. That was...
Yeah.
Man, what a time. I remember my dad had that fucking Kid Rock CD that everyone had. That had...
Yeah.
Like...
Cowboy?
Yes. Yeah. That song kind of makes me cringe. But the piano breakdown in it is kind of cool.
Little apparently... Kid Rock is a fairly talented instrumentalist and he can play all the instruments. But that's a shit song.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
It's not a good song.
It's horrible. And this whole like in the hood kind of thing that he likes to promote. He grew up in Michigan. His father was wealthy. He grew up on like a multi-million dollar house. So I mean, it's sort of like the whole Vanilla Ice thing. Like, you know, yeah, I was a street guy. Somebody that really came for the streets was Taylor Swift.
Yeah. She sure was. She,
I mean, I don't think either one of them came from the street. I think, I don't know. I don't know, but
no, they
I mean,
didn't. You know damn well,
neither
both
one
of
them,
came, you know damn well, both of them came from money.
I think this was planned from the beginning, from when Taylor Swift was born, when Kid Rock was born. They have been groomed for this moment to decide who is the next president of the United States.
So are we like
all the things they've done has been all of it, all the records, all the controversy. This is the moment.
So I'm curious about why everyone, like why a lot of people's reaction is so hateful towards the attention that Taylor Swift is getting from the NFL. Why do you think that is, Jeff? Do you think that's just like do you think they just think like she's overexposed in it? Like, because it's always cutting to her whenever there's a Kansas City game? Or do you think it's an inherent sexism?
It's inherent sexism.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, 100%.
100%. So, in a football game, I saw this on the news. In a football game that lasts about three and a half hours, there's 18 minutes of actual football. 18 minutes. You know, everything else is like between their, but actual like playing where they're actually like moving. Mm-hmm. 18 minutes. They had at the most 44 seconds of Taylor Swift in a 3-hour broadcast.
And it's just enough to piss a lot of people off.
She's a fan. She's popular.
It's their one day out of the week, Jeff, to where they can just decompress and relax. And they got to see this fucking pop star that their daughter won't shut up about in their fucking space.
Yeah. Well, and it's not fair.
And it's not. It's not.
They want to see sweaty men grappling with sweaty men in spandex.
I guess it kind of fucks it up when they just cut to a lady.
Yeah, you don't want to see a lady at a football game.
Ugh. So, Jeff, yeah. I think
unless they're serving a drink.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
They're good at serving a drink.
You know, it's fake outrage, and both sides do it. I mean, it's like the Bud Light thing. It's fake outrage.
Yeah.
We're going to become outrageous about a beer that tastes like shit and act like it's political. It's just money. It's all about money.
It is all about
money. They don't care who advertises their product as long as they make money.
Yep.
That's the bottom line.
Yep. What if she announces instead of it? It's just I can't get over the fact that the whole thing is just like, and she's gonna announce that she's voting for Biden.
Well, if she orders her troops to do it, they have to because they are under her mind control powers.
Mm. Is that what you think it is? I'm sorry. We're saving our personal opinions towards the end of the show.
We're going at the end of the bullet. I'm just saying that some might think that.
Mm-hmm. But so what's got the spark in you to just kind of is it do you just want to irk people and also expose them to Taylor Swift?
I want to irk people. I want to upset people. I mean, it's a poke in the eye for people that are ridiculous and saying that she's ruining the game. I want to talk about it. And I don't have that big of a following. But, yeah, it's just a poke in the eye. to people that are that stupid.
Yeah. No, I get
but
it.
I do it in a kidding way to, so I can just basically say, like, oh, I'm just joking. But really what I'm saying is, fuck you. You idiots.
And I get that. And you know, that's what I admire about you, Jeff. You're not afraid to do a little.
I do. I serve my country in a very important way to my fans.
So, yeah. I mean, me personally, I think you're doing God's work, but you know, I am one man with one opinion.
Well, let's ask this question to our fans and our followers and each other.
Yes, to all five of
Who would
you.
God pick to listen to if God had to choose between Taylor Swift or Kid Rock? Who would God want to listen to? Who would Jesus want to hear between the two of them?
You know, you guys heard it here first. Maybe we'll put it on our Facebook page, but let's get some a
Yeah, we should
poll
put
on
a
it.
poll.
Let's
Do
get
you
a
know how to
poll
do
on it.
that?
Who do you, what do you, yeah, we could do that. What do you, what? Yeah, we could
That's a
do a
good thing.
poll.
We won't. We'll announce the results after we do some research and get
Well,
some opinions.
we'll release the episode, put up the poll, and yeah, we'll answer it on I don't know, maybe like an episode or two later.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
I think there's technology where you can do polls now on Facebook.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I mean, you used to. See, I feel like an old man when it comes to this stuff. I don't know what Facebook can do anymore.
Used to be so simple.
It used to be just Farmville. Oh, do I have a
Was
call?
a deep cut.
I do have a call. I have a call coming
Oh,
in
you
from
got a call?
Sandy. We're gonna make her be on the podcast.
Did we get caught? Ask
No.
her, we can ask her the question. She can be our first
don't know.
poll
I mean, she
answer.
might be at work.
You can ask her the question?
I could.
Yeah,
I might have to
put
switch
her on.
over. I might have to switch over though. I might lose you,
Switch
Jeff.
over so like you're not talking to me.
The call ended. I fucking fumbled it.
Oh.
Shit. Well,
What do you
we
think
might
she
cut
would
that out.
say?
Oh,
We probably don't
she
need
wouldn't
to.
give a shit about Taylor
She'd want to know
Swift.
what the hell we're talking about.
She wouldn't
Are you
care
guys
about.
drunk?
No, she wouldn't. I mean, she'd probably be like, I don't know. She probably won't like. She's probably not a huge fan of her, but.
Don't you think every American has an opinion? Either they're either pro Taylor Swift, pro Kid Rock, don't give a fuck, or respect one or the other, but don't give a fuck.
Here, I gotta take this. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, what are you doing?
I'm recording the podcast.
Oh.
And guess what? You're on the podcast, Sandy.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hi. We've got a question for you.
Yeah.
So, if God himself had the choice between listening to Taylor Swift music or Kid Rock music, who would God choose?
I hate all of that. I think he would choose Taylor, and I hate to say that. I think God is a Swiftie.
Okay. All right. Well, we're doing a poll, and so
Could
you're
you
our first
elaborate?
answer.
Could I elaborate? Because I think that why don't okay, so here's my issue is I don't know Taylor Swift and her music at all. I don't know like I don't know anything about like her discography. I don't know like the material she writes about beyond like breakups and things. And I also don't know the Bible very well, but I feel fairly certain that he wouldn't choose Kid Rock because that feels like exceptionally blasphemous. So I feel like I'm more inclined to say Taylor Swift, unfortunately.
I think that's a well thought out answer.
So
Thanks.
just for clarification,
Uh-huh.
you're trying to tell me that God would not get hammered drunk one night and listen to Picture Or what's that song called? The one where he's like, I put your picture
where.
Yeah. Compared to, I don't see.
No, because he would, like, he'd most likely drink wine, right? Because, like, mm-hmm. you have yeah. that free flowing. So, like, Kid Rock doesn't, like, wine and Kid Rock don't seem, they don't seem to complement each other. I feel
that's
like
that's a good point.
There's probably plenty of white women out there that are drinking a good red and fucking getting down with some T Swift.
That's a very good point. I think that Kid Rock would combust if he drank wine. There would be a chemical reaction that would probably end the world.
I agree with you, because he's got to be like at least like 45% Mountain Dew, right? And like that just, I don't know. The dew seems like the devil's drink. So I just don't see.
These are all good, very good points. I think you make a very good argument.
I love that. I love that God just has like his wine glass in hand. It's like, go, sweetie.
Yeah, yeah. I think he'd be like dancing around the kitchen in his little robe, like showing a little knee.
I'm gonna add another group to the question. I'm just gonna throw this thing into like total anarchy.
Yeah,
Third option besides Swift and Kid Rock would be Nickelback.
I think he'd sob to Photograph.
Yeah, I was about to say, if he's feeling like nostalgia for the Old Testament.
You know, everybody loves to hate on Nickelback, but you put on a song, it's not great, but it's, you know, if you're driving and one of those songs comes on, it's like, I'll listen to it. You don't tell anybody you listen to it, but it's okay. It's good driving music.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, if it like came on somebody's playlist, like on like a road trip, I would judge them, but I would also just really throw myself into the vocals for sure.
Yeah, of course we judge that person, but I mean, I think it's a guilty pleasure that people don't like to admit, but there's some of those songs are okay.
My God, guys. Yeah. I love that we've reached a new sincerity with Nickelback. We've went from ironically liking Nickelback and making them big to hating Nickelback, but being kind of ironic about it. Like, oh, I love Nickelback. Go ahead.
I still feel that if the option were like Nickelback, Kid Rock, and Taylor Swift, I still think he would be a Swiftie of all three.
I agree. I agree. But he might. I mean, Jesus might listen to Nickelback. He's got some rebellion in him.
I just hate that.
Isn't God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit? Isn't that like all the same entity?
I mean, that's one of the theories.
Oh, okay. I don't know the Bible.
That's one of the theories.
But he's totally God and totally Christ. They're together and separate. It's like an El Camino. It's a truck and it's a car, but it's a car and a truck. It's all one.
Man, that would be a great segment of using cars to describe deities. I love that.
The Trinity. You want to hear how they describe the Trinity to me at church camp?
Yes.
More than anything in the world.
This was pretty good. I have to admit, it's like an egg. There's a shell, a yolk, and the other part, the white part.
Sure, sure.
The whites.
They're all an egg, but they're separate.
I get
but
that.
They're all
okay.
part of the egg. So that was a good description of it. That's the Trinity, right there.
I dig it.
Yeah.
I just
there's
just
no like real a raw egg.
Yeah, I want all three now. I want the Holy Trinity.
Yeah, there's no like real. I think the whole Trinity thing was sort of created later. Like one of those things you like add on.
Oh, it's
I don't think it's in the original book. It's just added on later.
No, this sounds like some half-assed and like someone was like, listen to God. And it's like, oh, listen to Jesus. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Like, oh, fuck, we got to wrap this, connect these guys.
We got to do all this together.
Like, that's... Mm. So I think we're nearing like the end of the podcast, and me and Jeff mentioned that we should talk about our true feelings towards Taylor Swift, because the whole episode's about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah. And you can throw yours in too, Sandy, if you want to.
So Sandy, let's start with our beautiful guest who came in late in the game. Sandy, how do you truly feel about Taylor Swift?
Okay, so as a big booty goth bitch, I have a lot of animosity toward like peppy blondes. Mm. However, I'm a girl's girl, so like I will support her wanting to like hate men and like be a bubbly, like, I don't, she's just like a little bunny rabbit, and like you can't really hate bunny rabbits, yeah. But like I also don't want them in my house sitting on my floor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that needs to be on a bumper sticker. That's gorgeous.
I don't like her, but like she's a woman doing woman things and good for her. But she's also like super privileged, and so like I have mixed feelings, yeah. But I mean, you know, you won't find it on my playlist, but I won't hate other people for listening to it too much.
That is an amazing.
Yeah, that was a great answer. Great opinion.
Mine is not that good. We should have let her go last.
I didn't think she was going to blow us out of the fucking water, Jeff. I thought she was going to keep it light.
So her music is not written for me.
No.
It's not. Now, like Shake It Off, that's a great song. That's a fun song. I don't think I know many other songs.
No.
But I respect.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. I respect what she's a good role model for people. Yeah. She's a positive energy in a world of negativity, and I can respect that.
Yes, I wholeheartedly agree with that statement. And like, if I'm shithoused on a pontoon boat in the middle of the day and the sun is out and somebody plays Shake It Off, I'll get down. I'll rock the boat. But like, sober Sandy, not into it. I'm not. No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
But I think she's positive. She's peppy. And there's far worse role models out there for young women. So like, good for her for being a light. I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Wait, did you say Tyler, a light bring us or home, a buddy. White? Did you say you're a glad light. She's a white? Did I hear that?
No. Right? No, I think we've had our fill of white women. As a white woman, I'm allowed to say that.
Okay. I miss her. Okay. I wanted to be sure.
she's a bright light. And just light. Like Jeff said, in a world of negativity, like she is definitely... Okay. Something to like, for young women to aspire to. I don't hate it.
Man, yeah, I misheard the fuck out of that. Thought you said she was glad she was white.
So neutral about it.
Yeah. Okay, so my opinion on Taylor Swift is simply this. She is a person. She does things, and she writes music, and she exists. And I'm pretty indifferent. She does not affect my little world that I have to really like do any damage. I like see stuff and read stuff about her, but she's a rich person, so inherently she's a, you know.
Yeah. And I do see like a lot of things on social media where she is like pretty charitable, it seems. And so, like, that's nice, because, like, not every rich person gives their money away. Some people just like to hoard it. So, like, you know, in the grand scheme of things, like, she could certainly be worse, and I'm sure that there are a lot of, like, you know, people with less privileges that have benefited from her generosity. So, like, for that, I am grateful.
You know, I bet you she smells better than Kid Rock.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, I would bet my life on that. 100%.
There's no way he can smell good. Yeah, he's got to smell like...
He smells like reefer
and like...
What are you talking about? That's like a genie in a dip spit bottle. Like, that's what Kid Rock
is. Oh, my God. I love it.
The other thing I love about Taylor Swift right now is that a certain group of probably mainly white males are just so pissed off at her. And I love that.
Yeah, make her mad.
And that they're so angry. All she's done is show up to watch a football game. And people are so mad about it.
They are. And I'm like, I hate football more than I hate Taylor Swift. So, like, if we can just disappoint men, I mean, if we can have, like, little snow bunnies infiltrating the NFL and upsetting men, that's great. Be a snow bunny.
Yeah.
There's several things that you said, Sandy, that should be on bumper stickers. I hate football more than I hate Taylor Swift. That would be a great bumper sticker. We need to do some bumper stickers, Tyler. These are great.
Yeah, no, we need Sandy's bumper stickers. This is the new thing. I mean, love that.
That would be great just to have on a sticker somewhere. Nobody would know what it means, but it's great.
Sandy, tell Jeff the bumper sticker you have on your car.
I have a bumper sticker on my car that says I would rather be secretly modifying a Komatsu. Is it 3500? I don't know. But it references the killdozer guy that Marv Heemeyer. I don't know if you're familiar with him, Jeff, but he is my anarchist idol, and I adore him.
That's awesome. Yeah.
If you there's a documentary on YouTube that's free to watch called Tread, and it is really just everything that I love in, like, a true anarchist and people who are just against, like, small town, but just, like, he infiltrates a good old boys club kind of thing, and he takes people down, and he doesn't actually hurt anyone, which is amazing. He just takes down, like, government buildings because of the way that they have limited his freedom, and it's beautiful. And he does it with a bulldozer.
We were talking about anarchy earlier. We were talking about the power of the individual worker against the establishment. And
we're going to do an episode on that.
Yeah. We're talking about Taylor Swift versus Kid Rock, which is exactly what the government and the rich people want us to be doing.
That's what they want us to
spend our time with.
That is.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
100% right. But guys,
so we've fallen into it.
I think this has reached its logical conclusion here.
Agree.
Do you guys?
I'll agree with that.
Do you guys have any final thoughts?
No, I'm going to go back to work.
Okay, you just wanted to call and check.
Thank you for joining us. It's good to meet you through a weird medium, but it's great to meet you.
No, I loved it.
That's
great.
True. Yeah, you met Sandy on the podcast, episode 29.
And I'm thinking she could probably do a better podcast than either one of us just by herself.
Oh, I know. I tell her all the time. I try to get her to do one with me, but she doesn't like me.
You are so full of shit. We will fight about this later.
All right. Okay. Let's
nice to talk to you.
Take care.
I love you. I'll see you soon.
All right. I love you too. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
That was amazing.
Oh yeah, I'm glad I was.
We needed that for the Taylor Swift episode.
You know, we needed a woman's perspective. Yeah.
Yeah, and she gave the perfect perspective.
She gave the perfect perspective. That's how every woman feels.
More than she hates Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And then she said something about bunnies. All that was great.
I hate football more than I hate Taylor Swift. That's good. That's good shit. But
that's good.
And you know, thank you for listening to this good shit. tuning in and all that. We really appreciate you guys. So this has been everyone here at Everything Is Traumatic. I'm Tyler.
I'm Jeff.
And please, as always, take care of yourself.